This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episode today. I'm really, really excited to have the lovely Carrie Green with me today. So Carrie, if you don't know, is the founder of the Female Entrepreneur Association, author of the best-selling book, She Means Business, lover of praline, rom-coms, and a healthy dose of woo. Carrie's been on this wild entrepreneurial journey for over 10 years, and Carrie created the Female Entrepreneur Association in 2011 after dreaming about it for years. Its aim is to help female entrepreneurs create the business and the life they've always wanted. So thank you so much, Carrie, for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Well, let's get straight on into the question. So when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story? I mean, I don't actually know if you are that spiritual just from your kind of what I've seen online. So it'll be interesting what your kind of take on it is.
Oh, I am definitely. I love a bit of woo. I don't know, for me, I think it was a really long time ago because my dad, he is really into like personal development and all that stuff. So I remember like being 9 or 10, and I always say 9 or 10. I don't know what age I was, but somewhere around there. And we went on this like course that he sent me and my brothers and sister on to learn really about the power of the mind. It kind of, in my mind, I don't know, it's kind of, it was spiritual in the sense that it kind of got me to awaken and like tune into a different part of me. So a lot of that was all about like visualization, putting yourself in a bell jar to protect yourself, and like as a teenager he would like tell me to like cosmic order for things. So then like I would cosmic order for I remember being sat in school exams and like cosmic ordering to remember like an answer to a question or something. So that was definitely kind of opening myself up to there being something you could call upon to ask for things and to get guidance, or just, I don't know, I just realized there was a higher power. So yeah, I would say definitely as like a teenager, there was a big awakening. I mean, there have been plenty of other awakenings as I've gone through. But yeah, I feel like spiritually it was quite early on, and I feel like I lean on it so much as an entrepreneur. Like, oh my God, I have my little what do I call it, like my bag of magic mindset tricks, like I just rely on that stuff to help get me through. And I think it all kind of links back in my mind. That is kind of like is my spirituality. It's like, you know, tuning into that higher power type thing. So yeah.
Brilliant. And well, your dad sounds amazing. I mean, I wish my parents had done that for me.
Yeah, I know. He is amazing. He's definitely the person that I've always looked up to and that's helped guide me. In fact, like, I think I feel so lucky that I have had him as a mentor for like my whole life. And I think it was a huge part of why I wanted to do FEA, because not everyone gets that. And I felt so fortunate that he helped me to work on myself and to open up my mind. And yeah, so many people don't get that, and then they don't realize they could be more or do more because no one's ever told them they could. And so I thought it'd be nice to be that person for other people that don't have an amazing dad like mine.
Oh, amazing. So let's talk about, because you said obviously that you rely on your kind of spiritual toolkit as such in entrepreneurialism. What do you use? Where has that come in use?
Well, I feel like obviously the entrepreneurial journey is just a little bit crazy. Like obviously the idea that the concept that you come up with an idea and then you try and turn that intangible idea that exists in your brain into reality is cool and it's crazy and you're doing something you've never done before. So there's an element of uncertainty, there's fear, there's, you know, am I going to make this happen? What if this doesn't work out? What will people think of me? There's so many different emotional elements to it. And I think that it can make us feel sometimes like slightly crazy people. And so from my perspective, I think leaning on the spiritual tools and also mindset tools have like really helped me to navigate my way in the sense of, like, for example, something really spiritual and just in the sense of surrendering to the fact that you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have it figured out. Like when you've got a challenge, instead of holding on so tightly to that challenge, just let go and surrender and trust that what is going to happen is going to happen and it's going to be the right thing. And I think just those things like surrendering and trust and asking for what you want, ask the universe for what it is that you want and getting clear about what it is you want. Those things for me have been so hugely important in actually creating that success I've created. And I always say, like when you're building a business, the most important things, like the most important things you can work on is yourself. Like are those like tools and just developing the way you think and the way you act so that you can create more success for yourself.
Absolutely. And I 100% agree. And it's really funny when my clients come to me for business coaching, I think they almost like don't expect me to kind of mix my spirituality and law of attraction coaching. I'm like, oh, we're using it. Like this is going to help you. So I really enjoy mixing the two as well. And obviously, you know, I've definitely used it within my own business. And I think it just, like you say, this journey is about really allowing yourself to work on yourself. And, you know, having that kind of spiritual toolkit is so essential because it can really help you, you know, boost your business and help, like you say, bring that idea that you've had into your reality and make it profitable as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So my next question is, what is the Female Entrepreneur Association? How can it help business owners like me?
So FEA is just a platform hub space for women who want to build a business or are building a business. They're turning their ideas into reality. They're, you know, really working on making their dreams happen. And they, you know, when we are all about inspiring and empowering those women to actually make it happen, to achieve incredible success, to live the life of their dreams. And so we share lots of different like tips and different pieces of advice to help. And also it's a really amazing community of those women. So I think it's like, it is a blooming lonely journey. Like when I started my first business, I felt so isolated doing it. And like, I was like, where are the other women? I just want to drink some wine and talk about my problems. and there just wasn't anywhere to go. I mean, all the business networking events were not really a place where you could just really be vulnerable and open up. It's almost like you felt like you had to put a facade on. So I think that, yeah, that was my intention. It was to create that safe space for us to actually come together and build genuine, meaningful friendships and help support one another and cheer each other on. So that's basically what FEA really is. I think that's so important. I think we need that. I feel that we need it to know that we are, you know, when you're feeling like you're a crazy woman because you're trying to like pursue your dreams, you want to feel like actually all these other people have gone through this too and they're making it happen. Therefore, I am normal. I'm in the right place. I'm going in the right direction. Okay, for you, I'm fine. you know, just to kind of like feel like, okay, this is all right. I'm normal. I think that's so important. So yeah, that's what FEA is.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I can definitely relate to that as well. Like I've had two businesses now and each one have kind of brought loneliness in a different way. And like, you know, I do kind of think, yeah, like that would be great to kind of have a community like where you can like say, I'm having this issue, blah, blah, blah. And someone's like, I've experienced this. I know what to do. Like having that, like you say, is so valuable. So
yeah,
amazing. So I'm really interested by this question, but what is something you can't live without that helps you run your business?
Something I can't live without. That is a great question. What do you mean? Like, would you want like a practical thing or?
Oh, it can be an item, a tool, a person, whatever, whatever you can't live without.
I don't think I could live without like having a planner, like my planner, because I feel like obviously it's what we do every day that helps determine the success we create. And so you could be doing, you could be focusing on the wrong things every day and literally be going round and round in circles. So for me, I think having a planner where I can physically write everything out and I can get clear on, okay, this is my plan for the year, this is my plan for the quarter, this is my plan for the month ahead, this is my plan for the weekend, this is my plan for today. And just knowing that everything links together and connects and that I can have a place to write. I feel like I need to physically write stuff out. I use Google Calendar as well, but I just feel like I need to physically write things out on paper so I can see it and that I know that I am actually focusing on the things that are essential for making the progress I want to make. And so for me, I just don't think I could live without having that physical planner so that I can actually be as productive and as effective as possible.
Absolutely. And I'm 100% the same as you. I've got a Google Calendar, obviously, for appointments, coaching sessions, you know, people to book in for the podcast, all the kind of essentials. But you're right, you know, having that physical planner, you can just like write your to-do list down, any tasks that you've got to do. And like you say, it just gives you those kind of goals to work to. And, you know, obviously your schedule as well in written format. So absolutely, I would suggest exactly what Carrie said, have both. You won't regret it.
Yeah.
And what advice do you have for anybody listening who is just starting their own business?
I think the biggest piece of advice is that, so I always say success is not an accident. Like you create success on purpose by getting intentional about what it is that you want to make happen. So I think it's just having a really clear picture for where you want to get to, where you want to go, and just kind of working on that vision all the time so that it can become clearer and clearer. Because I think sometimes clarity can happen in a moment, but often it's happened, you've been building up to that moment for like 3 years, for example. It can take time. I think it's something that we actually have to work on and also work on by taking action. And just then conditioning yourself for success so that you can actually make it happen. I think working on yourself is the most important thing that you can do as you set off to try and build a successful business. Because there are going to be so many trying moments and moments where you think, am I good enough? Can I do this? Or you're going to have imposter syndrome or think, you know, people are going to judge me or feel too embarrassed to share what you're doing. And I think really it's about figuring out how to get over ourselves and how to like think big and dream big and so that we can create the success we want. And for me, I think it's so important that we take time every day to immerse ourselves in success, like have success quotes like all over your house, all over your office, have them, you know, remind us every single day of this is the person that I need to be in order to create the success I want to create. You know, if you thought to yourself, okay, in 5 years, I would like to be here. Well, how would she act? How would that person do the things that they need to do? And if you want to get to where she is, you have to start acting like her now. So I think it's just having that clarity around who you really need to be in order to create the success that you want. A really good exercise that I often do to help identify the kind of things I need to do is if you sit down and you think, okay, in 12 months time, I want to be here and I want to achieve these things. If you sit down and write, because I, and then dot, 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 I didn't get to where I wanted to get. I didn't achieve my goals. And then on the dot, dot, dots, you write why you didn't achieve your goals. So because I procrastinated, because I didn't get the help I needed, because I was too afraid to put myself out there, because I kept feeling like I wasn't good enough, whatever it is, the genuine reasons for why you might not reach your goal and getting really clear on them. And then do the exercise again, thinking, okay, in 12 months time, I have reached all these amazing things. How did I do it? So you write down, because I I got really clear on what I need to do every single day because I took a little step, I took action, even if it was a smaller step every single day.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I made progress because I reached out to people, because I put myself out there, because I did things that truly terrified me. I managed to make it happen. And so going through in far more detail than that, and just kind of like unearthing what will it take to actually make it happen, and who do you need to not be, and who do you actually need to be every single day? And it's, that exercise in itself is just so helpful, so that you can really get clear on that stuff. But it all, like I said, it all comes back down to working on you. Who are you being every single day? And is that going to get you to where you want to be? And I think the more you work on that and have that awareness around like how you're thinking, you know, because obviously, like, I mean, we all know we make our decisions based on the thoughts we're thinking. And if you're constantly talking yourself out of something and not making the best decisions, then you need to address that. And the only way you address this is if you have awareness that it's actually going on. So I think that's where, for example, things like journaling really come into play, and like really helping you to kind of like take a step back consistently to think, what is actually going on? How am I feeling? Am I making good decisions? Am I having good thoughts that are helping me to move in the direction of my dreams, or am I holding myself back? Just doing things like, when I say conditioning yourself for success, like things that make you feel good, things that make you feel inspired, things that fire you up and get you in the right frame of mind to want to make the right decisions. So whether it's having like an inspirational playlist, a video playlist on YouTube, or like a list of songs that really get you fired up and make you feel really good about yourself. And just bringing more things into your life that make you feel like you are going to just do the most amazing things and achieve incredible things. And for me, that's what helped me so much to change my life and help me to do things that scared the hell out of me, is by really working on myself and on my mindset. And that is going to get you the biggest breakthrough, more so than, say, focusing on a marketing strategy. Or, you know, the marketing strategies are out there. I mean, it's really simple in terms of like growing a business. You have your concept, you have your product, you have your idea, you have what you want to do. You need to then consider who your audience are that are going to fall in love with that product, and then you figure out how you're going to get in front of those people and serve them. So like that part in itself, like, yes, there can be quite a lot of detail to it, but it's actually quite straightforward. You know, like I know people who come up with ideas to, say, for example, create wall prints for children's nurseries. A friend of mine did it, and she then just decided that Instagram was going to be the platform to create visibility for herself. Didn't know anything about it, but just figured she would just focus on it. And then every single day began posting out on Instagram, started to learn more and more and more. And within a year, she had like 15,000 followers, had over 1,000 sales. And I've heard these stories countless times from so many different people and across so many industries, like actually growing a business is actually quite simple in a way, even though it never really feels it, but it is straightforward. The reason we make it so complicated is because we are constantly getting in our own way about the things that we actually need to do. And so if we can work on ourselves we can then like stick to the simple plan and actually wake up every day, take the simple action and see amazing results, which is why I feel like working on yourself is the number one thing that every entrepreneur should do and focus on, especially at the beginning and then throughout your entire journey.
I love those tips. They're so, so good. And everything you touched upon is just, yeah, amazing advice. So what you did talk about is imposter syndrome, and I'm really passionate about talking about this. So I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts on imposter syndrome and if you felt it at all.
I mean, I feel imposter syndrome all the time because I feel like no matter how successful you become, there's always that next thing that you want to do that you've never done before. And so you go back to square one again and you think, who am I to do this? Can I even make this happen? Or what do I need to get a qualification to be able to actually do this? So I feel imposter syndrome a lot, and I felt it a lot at the beginning of FEA. Like, it took me 3 years to go from having the idea for FEA to actually doing something about it and getting it out there, largely because I felt like, who am I to create this? Who am I to do this? And that, you know, so often we want someone to give us permission to do it. So, I mean, yeah, I think I've experienced it so many times, and the only way I overcome it is by working on myself and by having like that. For me, it's like tapping into the bigger picture of life, in the sense of, I only live one life. Like, we get one life as ourselves, and I want to make the most of it. And I don't want to look back at the end of it all and think, damn it, why couldn't I have just been a little bit braver? What was I so afraid of happening? Like, does it make a difference if you fail? No, it doesn't make a difference. It's part of like the life and living it and experiencing things. So I kind of bring myself back to those thoughts to help tip me over the edge when I'm consumed with imposter syndrome and I'm like, no, screw it, who the bloody hell cares, like, I'm just doing this.
Amen to that, literally. Couldn't have said it better myself. So let's talk about motherhood then. So how has being a mum to your gorgeous boy affected your business and productivity? Did you have to put things in place at all?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting journey since having him. Before I had him, I tried to work really hard on preparing the business for me being more absent. It was quite challenging at times. Like, I hired some people that didn't work out, which was quite challenging. Like, one of them I hired specifically like an assistant to help me when Casey was born, so that I just had like a right-hand person more help. And then I can't remember exactly, but like shortly before Casey was born, realized it was absolutely not working out. So I was like, oh great, it was not good timing. So there were things that I tried to do that didn't work out, but I think I just kind of got clear on what I wanted to make happen and what I wanted it to look like when he was born, in the sense of like how much time I wanted to take off. And so he was born on the 18th of October, and I gave myself permission to definitely take off at least up until the new year. And so I knew that that time was going to be just time for me and him, and that was really nice to have that time off. And to be fair, the team really stepped up and just did an incredible job of keeping things going, so that worked really well. And then when I went back to work in the new year, I rushed it and then ended up doing way too much, and then felt like really guilty and confused about what I was even doing and what my role was anymore, because I've been so out of the loop for a long time. And it really honestly took me until probably he was 8 months before I actually felt like I'd found my place again and found my focus and my inspiration. And I wasn't expecting it to take that long. So it's been an interesting adventure. I think some of the things that really helped me were having a bit more of a structured routine, in the sense of on a Wednesday and a Friday, I have those as my Casey days, so that I know that that's my time to be with him on the weekend, and that Monday, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have to work like a ninja and just be like so disciplined and so focused on what I actually need to get done. It's helped me to be a lot more ruthless with my time. And I've also realized you can actually achieve a lot in 20 minutes when you have to get stuff done. Having that routine's been really helpful, and just having an amazing team, I think that's really important. Like, I mean, I guess it's different. Like, when I was first building FEA, and if I'd had a baby back then, God knows what I would have done. But my thought is that you have to do what you've got to do to make it work if that's what you truly want. So where I know, you know, like saying, where there's a will, there's a way. And I think it's just kind of making whatever works best for you. I don't know, I've been talking too much today, I can't get my words out, but like, yeah, just doing whatever works best for you. And for me, I just kind of all the time ask myself, you know, is this working? Does this feel good? What do I need to adjust? What could I change to make it better? And I just think when you ask yourself questions and you try and create awareness around how you can make a situation better, then you begin to like mold it into something that's actually really good. So that's, yeah, those are some things that have helped me. But
amazing. And like, I guess you're kind of like learning on the job as well. Like you say, obviously, you know, being a mother's new to you, and obviously then juggling that whole work life, personal life, like, you know, it's really good that you've got that structure in place to be able to, you know, not have that guilt and, you know that you're dedicating time to your business. And like you say, 20 minutes, like when there's a will, there definitely is a way. Absolutely. Yeah. So my final question is, what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my listeners with?
Life advice. I feel like the most important thing for us all is, well, one of my favorite quotes is by Viktor Frankl in a book called Man's Search for Meaning. He said, everything in life can be taken away from you except for your freedom to choose how you respond. And for me, I think that's the most empowering quote I've ever heard in my life, because I was like, no matter what we're experiencing or the challenges we're facing or the dreams that we have for ourselves, we get to choose how we respond to it, and we get to choose how we act in any given moment, and that defines really how amazing we make our lives. And I think for me, when I think about my dreams and my goals and what I want to make happen, and then the challenges and the frustrations that come with that, it makes me think, how am I going to choose to respond today so that I can live the most amazing life ever? I think for all of us, it's like realizing that we have so much opportunity to create incredible things for ourselves and have an incredible life. And I think it's just about realizing that it's about how we choose to respond and act in it on a day-to-day basis. And again, that all comes back to working on yourself. But I think that's what changes, everyone's life is every day, how do I choose to respond? And I think it's just the most important question we can ask ourselves. Because there's too many people out there with big dreams that really want to achieve things, and that every day make excuses up for why they can't do it or why it won't work for them. And it's often because they get so overwhelmed by not really knowing or not having a clear path or not having all the answers. No one has all the bloody answers. No one has it all figured out. I think it's the differences between people that are like, oh my gosh, this is my life. I've had enough of, you know, not doing this. I'm fed up with it, and I'm going to do something about it because I want to live an amazing life, because I can live an amazing life. I think it really comes back to, like, again, like choosing how do you respond? How do you respond to your dreams? How do you respond to the challenges? And that is life-changing when you do that.
Absolutely. And I love that quote. It's an amazing quote. So where can my lovely followers find you online if they want to find more about the Female Entrepreneur Association or follow you?
The Female Entrepreneur Association is just femaleentrepreneurassociation.com, or on Instagram it's at @IamCarrieGreen, or there's at @FemaleEntrepreneurAssociation12. But yeah, I mostly hang out over on Instagram, so I can come and say hi over there.
Perfect. And what is next for you? What is next in the pipeline?
Oh, so much goodness, so much stuff. Well, right now we are working on creating a visibility challenge. It's actually just a free challenge that we're putting together to help people to get out of their own way and to actually create more visibility for their business and for themselves. So that is actually what I've been working on today. And yeah, I'm really excited about that. I love doing a good challenge. So that's the main thing at the moment.
Amazing. Well, thank you so, so much for coming on today. It's been a pleasure chatting with you and learning all your amazing pearls of wisdom with business. And I will also link Carrie's website down below as well, so you've got a clickable link. But thank you so much for being here today, lovely.
Oh, thank you so much. It was so much fun.
So thank you so much, guys, for listening to today's podcast episode and conversation between Carrie and I. As always, you can find Carrie's information in the description box down below. And of course, if you want to know anything more about myself, my business, or my life coaching, you can find it all on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can join the conversation over on my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things law of attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Some people take the straight path in life, but at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.